No, we're going to turn attention to one of the people that we lost in 2025. And one of those was the pioneering disability activist that was Jackie Brown, a mentor, an advocate and a friend to people everywhere across the country. She played an instrumental role in establishing DESA in 2001 over the course of, that's the Disability Equality Specialist Support Agency, over the course of more than two decades. She dedicated herself to championing the full and equal participation of disabled people in Irish society. As chairperson and board member, she brought unwavering passion, strategic insight and a deep commitment to human rights for those marginalised by disability. She was a former member of the Commission on the Status of People with Disabilities, whose work formed the foundation for disability rights in this country, and her legacy extended across multiple organisations. She serves in the Disability Advisory Committee of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, was a board member of Independent Living Movement Ireland and Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind, and acted as a patient advocate with Irish Platform for Patient Organisations, as well as being a fellow of the European Patients Advocacy Training Initiative. That's just to encapsulate a huge amount, or small amount, sorry, of the huge amount of work that Jackie Brown did in her lifetime. With me on the line to talk about Jackie is her sister, Sharon. Damien Walsh, who's CEO of Independent Living Movement of Ireland, Jackie on the board there, and also Dr. Austin Carroll, a Dublin GP who provides care to a population with a high burden of illness and social deprivation. He's the founder of numerous services for homeless and disadvantaged families, and he's recipient of many awards in recognition of his work with the Portis. Dr. Austin O'Carroll, good morning to all of you, and thanks for joining me in the programme to talk about Jackie this morning. I'm going to start by playing a clip of Jackie from, she's spent many time talking to us here on Radio Kerry, to her work here in Kerry as well, her time here in Kerry. But I'm just going to play a clip, first of all, of her speaking to me about meeting with the Taoiseach and commitments he gave to thalidomide survivors.
We are very hopeful. It's the first time I personally have had hope around a resolution, a full and final resolution to our issues.
40 survivors nationwide, 4,000 survivors worldwide. The process is going to begin on the 1st of December, and an independent chair will be appointed to oversee it.
That's right. That's what we agreed yesterday. It was a long and a lengthy discussion. We went into a lot of detail and some level of negotiation. But look, we're very hopeful, and we are placing our faith now in the Taoiseach and in the Minister for Health, and indeed the government. And not only the government, to be fair, we've had nothing but all cross-party support around our issues. And for that, we are very grateful.
Yeah, Jackie, this will go beyond the lifetime of Micheál Martin as Taoiseach. He'll be tarnished there, but it will continue, I'd imagine, as the government progresses.
Absolutely, and that was referenced yesterday. He said himself, he's still in government, just because he's not Taoiseach. This isn't just in the hands of the Taoiseach, but it's fantastic that the Taoiseach took the leadership for the first time in our history. So that's, in my view, shows a level of commitment they could not possibly backtrack from now.
Okay, that's a little bit of what Jackie was saying to me as part of her work in terms of campaigning for rights for people with disabilities. Sharon, good morning to you, and thanks for taking the time to talk to me about Jackie this morning. What kind of a person was she, away from all the work and the amazing things that she did?
Do you know what? She was full of life, and she was full of love. Jackie loved people, and She was full of crack. She loved entertaining. She loved finding out about other people. She was always interested in others. And as you know, she loved sailing and travel. And her family were really, really important to her as well. She was actually very sporty in her younger years. Jackie was a good basketball player, at one stage in her young life. But unfortunately then, her hips put paid to that. But she was very good at reinvention. She was a good swimmer, diver, because she worked in the bank for years, and she used to be on their team. And then kind of the sailing came later when she came home, and in our beautiful county, it was on the doorstep. But she was someone full of passion, and you can see that through all of the work as well. But the way she did it, I suppose, was what was interesting. Her view was always doing it with others and building others up. And it was our bottom line and everything. And the others will talk about that, and particularly Damien, who's done an awful lot of the recent years' policy. work with her, nothing about us without us. And that was the whole idea in building capacity. And do you remember the network of people with disabilities in Kerry? There was a network in every county.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Like, there was huge people there. So everything she did with others, with a lot of volunteers, with a lot of other organisations. And, you know, God, you know, I like, there was notes and stuff that I found originally, way back before the Commission on the Status of People with Disability, and remember before the equality legislation, she ran these listening meetings. That was the start of the network. And she literally made herself available somewhere with access in different locations in the county. But there was notes from people, I can't get there. There's no accessible transport. So that was our first battle, was getting people there. So it was
even
really
to get to a meeting. Yeah.
Talk about the issues. And these were like people of all different ages, but people very often, obviously the nature of the county, living rurally. And then kind of all the things fed into each other. And over the course of life, then she was heavily involved with Local Link Kerry, which is an amazing service, and served as a board member there. So again, it was with those key people along the way. I think that was her approach. And so she loved the process of doing it. Because each of those was an interaction where she built bonds, and a lot of those became friends as well, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, stay with us on the line, Sharon. We're going to talk more as well about Jackie. If you have your view over or your memories of your interactions with her and her time working for people with disabilities, or just as a person, we'd love to hear your stories about Jackie this morning. We'll have more about her after we take these.
We are deteriorating much more rapidly than we should be for our age. Already in my lifetime, I've had over 35 major surgeries, mostly orthopedic related. So when you're using another part of your body to compensate for a bad part of your body, it obviously takes its personal toll on you, apart from all the things you miss out. And I've missed out on a lot, or I've had to give up an awful lot of, I love sports and stuff like that, and I've had to give up, unfortunately, an awful lot of sports directly to thalidomide because I can no longer play them.
Yeah, that's speaking in 2024, Jackie Brown, who was in her 60s, then describing the impact of thalidomide on her health. And with me on the line to talk about her and her legacy is Dr. Austin O'Carroll, Sharon Brown and Damien Walsh. And Austin, if I could talk to you about, I suppose, that element of Jackie. Jackie was someone, you know, who worked very hard, who didn't let thalidomide define her in any way.
Now, Jackie was an incredible woman. I mean, I worked with her in the disability rights movement, and I also used sail with her. But basically, I knew her as a dear friend who I loved dearly. But she's a woman who, like as she said, she had 35 big operations. Now, when I say operations, she had 10 hip replacements, as an example. She had spinal surgery. She had shoulders that would come out and have to be re-put back in. And she was constantly in and out of hospital. I was often visiting her. And yet, despite all this, like, she could have sat back and just felt sorry for herself.
Yeah,
she didn't.
Yeah.
She just get up and get out again. I mean, and there's a great story about where she was out sailing and she actually fractured her leg. And when she came in, she sailed the boat in and then she dragged the boat up. Like, she didn't just sail in and call for help. She dragged the boat up. She was a really tough woman. And in spite of all that pain, like, she was constantly in pain. She never felt sorry for herself. She never lost her good humor. And every now and then she'd be giving out because she was feeling too much pain. But the next day she'd be cracking jokes. She was an incredible example of how you can manage to live with severe illness and pain and live a fulsome and wholesome, and not just a fulsome and wholesome life, like you're the person on there saying that people are taking care of themselves. She looked after everyone. Jackie was always watching out for people, both in terms of getting their rights fulfilled and protecting them, but also individually she'd go out and support people with individual applications, etc. She was an incredible woman.
Yeah, she was driven by just a passion, really, that kept her going, kept her working, and as a keen sense of that, look, there's an injustice here and it needs to be righted.
Absolutely. If there's any sniff of an injustice, Jackie was very much promoting, as Sharon said, the idea, nothing about us without us, but also the fact that disability is a human rights issue. She constantly emphasised this, whether it was part of the commission, the Forum of People with Disabilities, when I first started working in the disability rights movement with her, or later on when we worked in the Irish Thalidomide Association. She constantly said, this is about rights, it's about justice. And she was very clear in her thinking, and she used that to bring people together. She was both great at bringing people together, as she was always being nominated for chair because she was so good at getting people to work harmoniously together. She was good at challenging people. Like, she wasn't just a nice person, she was well able to challenge you hard. And she was really good at negotiating. But I think, to me, is, you know, what typifies Jackie is people used to be in negotiation with her, and she'd negotiate hard and she wouldn't hold back. But they'd always really like her after, and they'd enjoy her because she also was able to crack a joke and go off and have a meet them for coffee after. She was a really good at maintaining relationships while negotiating hard. Incredibly skilled.
That's a good skill to have. Damien Walsh, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme. You were a great friend of Jackie's as well on, of course, Independent Living Movement Ireland. She was on the board, and I suppose you saw all those sides to her, Damien, as the kind of person that she was.
Absolutely, because as both Sharon and Austin have said, one of Jackie's skill sets was bringing people together. She was so intelligent, so strategic in her thinking, but always insisted on bringing people along with her on the journey. So if we think around, there's just launched in September, the National Human Rights Strategy for Disabled People, just launched by Taoiseach Micheál Martin and by the Taoiseach Simon Harris and a whole raft of cabinet ministers. That ceremony, Jackie's name was mentioned numerous times by ministers and by colleagues in the disability rights movement because the 18 months to develop that strategy, Jackie was at the core, but not just as Jackie. She was there representing disabled people collectively because she had a mandate. So as Austin has said, she was really skilled at negotiating. She was highly respected by department officials, by politicians. But because she spoke really honestly about what change looked like, she spoke really honestly about what strategic change looked like. But she was really clear she went there not as Jackie Brown. She went there with a mandate because people trusted her. She brought people together for discussions around, okay, we might not achieve this immediately. What do we want now? What do we want in the future? We hosted a tribute to her online, and it was one of those spaces where trying to get everyone who had been impacted by Jackie at a national level was quite a challenge. There were so many groups that she was actively involved in because she was sought out because of that warmth and breadth of personality. But her vision and her intellect, that meant, as Austin said, she'd be always sought to be on a board or a chair or an advisory group, a strategic group. And she was involved in so much, but sought after because, as Austin said, it wasn't just what she brought intellectually in terms of her passion as well. It was the warmth of her character, because the bits that I always remember is that the after a meeting, you know, outside for a quick chat, that mischievous laugh, but then it's going, okay, what are the next steps? Like, she'd have you laughing and tears laughing, but then immediately, okay, right, what's the next steps? What do we need to do here? She was a remarkable, remarkable woman.
Yeah, one of the amazing things for me, and I was a young journalist on Radio Kerry at the time when I first came across her, coming into studio or talking on the phone about issues, she was an excellent media communicator, like, which is very important as well, to be pushing an agenda, and just nothing fazed her. And she did the job of making people aware there was an issue for disabled people, because a lot of politicians, it just didn't register with them at the time. Now we're much more aware of it, with thanks to the kind of work that she did, Damien, and she was such a skilled communicator in the media.
She was a joy as well. I mean, in the recent years, she was the person that you would go to, not only for media, but things like panel discussions, because, again, her intellect, her ability to respond instantly to a question, bring people on a very short journey of where something had arisen from, but by the end of it, you're illuminated. I mean, the last time that we met in person was at a panel discussion in UCD. And, you know, everyone's just coming out buzzing, hanging off every word that Jackie had. But she just spoke with real authority, but there was a warmth with it as well. She was a remarkable communicator. But the key thing for her was that, you know, mentioned again, she wasn't talking as an individual. That was really important to her. She could have blown people away by her intellect. She could have blown people away and gone, this is about me. It was the polar opposite. she would say, look, I'm here because I have been given kind of a mandate and authority from a collective known as a disabled persons organisation. She was instrumental in building that landscape. And where we're at now, you know, nationally and even internationally, a lot of that is just based on Jackie insisting that people, as Austin said, work together, get that strength and ability. That to me is what she left as a legacy, was this idea that you had disabled people working collectively together, and that she or others could be the people who would bring that message directly to politicians and policymakers.
Yeah, yeah. And Sharon, look, I know a lot of people will be thinking about her. A lot of those people that Damien and Austin have talked about, who experienced Jackie, who worked with her and were friends with her, they'll be missing her this Christmas.
Absolutely. She was a great friend, you know. And even at home, like, she loved to entertain. She's a very important circle of close friends, and is some of those kind of local as well. And she often wouldn't have been here. She liked to go away and get a bit of heat at Christmas time too. At some stage during the winter, which I suppose did help some parts with the body, because unfortunately she was in chronic pain, all the time. But I'd be whinging, but it was something she just didn't do. She'd be very deeply missed.
She will, indeed. Well, listen, look, we're out of time, but thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me on the programme this morning about her, Sharon, and to Damien Walsh, CEO of Independent Living Movement Ireland, and Dr. Austin O'Carroll as well, GP, and thanks for talking to us about your great friend, Jackie Brown. And keep your comments and views coming in on her, your memories of her as well. We'd love to hear from you. We'll talk about them maybe tomorrow and on Christmas Eve as well in our final two programmes. But thanks to all of you for paying tribute to Jackie Brown, one of the great ones that we lost this year in June of the year.